Hey guys, my name is Hannah Shaw, and I'm here with my friend Emma Sargent Conklin. We're both juniors in high school, and today we're going to talk about mass shootings and gun control in the U.S. We have left the well-being of this country in the hands of legislators who are influenced by political parties, foundations, and associations, all supporting and fighting towards selective and contrasting goals. As the number of mass shootings in the United States continues to spike, actions being taken by these officials that we have entrusted are few and far between. The effort is not visible, but the death toll continues to rise, enabling a sense of deep-seated and profound fear in the youth of America. And growing up in elementary school, I was always told that school is a safe place and that I should feel comfortable and protected there. But in recent years, I haven't felt safe anywhere lately as the number of mass shootings continues to rise.
Yeah, and it's like today we see it everywhere, TV shows and movies and commercials, and it's like they're trying to send a good message and raise awareness around the topic, but the execution is all wrong, and oftentimes it comes across as almost being romanticized. And I feel like it is almost making things worse because people don't see the reality of it. There was on average one shooting a week in 2018. This number comes from CNN, but whether it is true or not, we have all seen these news stories pile up over the years.
And just off the top of my head, there's the shooting in Vegas, Sandy Hook, Pulse Nightclub, the church in Texas, the movie theater in Aurora, the high school in Parkland, Florida, and, you know, the dentist office a couple blocks from here that a family got shot at a couple months ago.
Yeah, and when you see it, it's usually a teenage male who used to go to the school and somehow got their hands on an automatic weapon.
And seeing the footage and the pictures of these shootings, it just rips you apart inside. The students getting filed out with their arms up, and the parents clutching their children, and the parents who fall to their knees when their child doesn't come out of the school. It just leaves me without words.
Yeah, and it's like, how could something like this happen? It's so crazy to think that people have to deal with it. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, something like this will never happen to me. It just can't. Yet, we still have to practice the drills.
And all the people I've talked to about this say the same things.
Yeah, here are some direct quotes. This one is from a retired teacher who is now a substitute. Only strict gun control laws will make a difference, but government officials are not interested in doing that because of the millions of dollars they get from the NRA. This one is from a parent of a student. I am terrified of sending my kid to school sometimes. But what I've heard the most is people questioning when something is going to get done about this.
And in truth, not much is getting done about the issue. Of course, a lot of left-wing people are pushing for tighter gun control laws, but then the NRA pays millions of dollars to people who will support them politically while they come out with statements like, banning guns from law-abiding Americans based on the criminal act of a madman will do nothing to prevent future attacks. This is a fact that has been proven time and time again in countries across the world. That is actually an official statement from the NRA.
But that isn't exactly true. An article from the Business Insider about gun control in other countries proves this with statements like, it feels funny for me to think about a gun control landscape in my hometown because there are literally no guns. That is from someone in Wales.
From the same article, someone in Japan says that guns are heavily restricted in Japan and they're not a part of everyday life. She says that she's never seen a gun in Japan and it's not a concern.
And every day I have to think about my family members that go to different schools in the area.
And it's just like, you know, even though that school is close to you, it's like, well, what happens if my cousin dies at this school?
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't know about it. You're not in the same place as them. And it's just terrifying to think about that not only are you having to worry about it where you are, but you're having to worry about where everyone else you care about is, whether it is at school or at the movies or at the mall or at church. This is happening everywhere all the time.
You shouldn't have to think about things like that when you're living your everyday life. You shouldn't have to think about what kind of danger the rest of your family is in and the rest of your friends are in.
You know, it's like you see the news stories about it in the morning when you're eating breakfast, getting ready for school, and then your mom hugs you tighter when you leave because it's like, what if my child doesn't come back home today?
Yeah, she just...
It's just terrifying to think, like, what if I don't make it out of this class? Like, what happens if I walk into the school and I never get to walk out?
Like, what happens if someone you've been friends with for years just one day decides to come in and shoot everyone in the school?
And it's, like, it's terrifying to even think about, like, well, what if I'm in one classroom and my best friend is in another classroom and I can't contact them and I don't know where the person is? It's just, this isn't something that we should have to worry about as teenagers, as American citizens.
We shouldn't have to worry about someone getting access to an automatic weapon when they shouldn't have it because the gun control laws aren't strict enough, because there are solutions to this, but we obviously can't.
We can't, no one can figure out how to do something about it, and there does need to be stricter gun control laws. And no, I'm not saying, oh, you can't go hunting with your son, oh, I'm gonna take away all your guns. I'm saying we need to have stricter and tighter background checks on these people. And if you're upset about that, then maybe you shouldn't have access to a gun, you know? And it's not, oh, you have a criminal past, we're not gonna give you a gun. There needs to be extensive background checks, personality checks, you know? Follow the patterns of their behavior. Just because someone hasn't had a criminal record doesn't mean they aren't mentally unstable.
There are more, like, behavioral patterns that show that this person is mentally unstable than actual criminal records. They have to go farther into those patterns, and they have to just, they can't stop at, oh, he doesn't have any previous arrests.
And, you know, people are like, oh, well, we should just put more weapons in schools so they can protect themselves. You know, we should arm the teachers. That'll just terrible idea.
Make the problem worse, because you know? It'll give students access to the guns, because if they figure out where they're kept or they get a key to the box they're locked in, they have immediate access to that weapon.
And if teachers do start, you know, carrying guns, it's like, it's just a matter of time before the news stories become student gets hands on teacher's gun. And it's like, these people didn't get into this line of work to carry a gun and kill someone when they come into their classroom. That's not what the education system is. It's not what it should be.
Yeah, they got into the field so they can educate the youth of America, not protect them.
Yeah. And, you know, it is, it's disheartening to see the fear when everyone talks about it in class, because, you know, it is discussions that we have about this, and it is just, it's, everyone's just kind of doesn't really know what to say.
It always comes up, and no one knows what to say or what to do about it. It's just, like, the room goes silent because there's no other, like, there's nothing to do about it.
And a lot of times people do joke about it, and I think that's kind of a coping mechanism, you know? It's like, there'll be a fire drill, and no one will really know if it's a drill or not. We'll all go stand out on the field, and, you know, in your separate little lines of classes or whatever, you'll hear the, oh, someone just pulled it to get us out here all together so they could come and shoot us.
But we know exactly what to do for a fire drill or when there's an actual fire. But the last time there was a school fire is 2011, because the most recent article that I can find is from 2011. But there were school shootings once a month in 2018?
There was, I think, 21 shootings in the first 23 days of 2018.
Yeah.
That's just
insane.
That shouldn't be the numbers that we look at.
We shouldn't have to see things like that. We shouldn't have to wake up for an entire month worrying about that.
Yeah. It's just insane to me that this is something going on in our country and plaguing our country, and no one is doing anything about it.
It's because the corruptness of the people in charge, they're the ones that have all the power, and they have all the power to do something about it, and but they are more worried about their political parties and the money that they get from the NRA than the safety of American citizens.
It's just terrifying to think about. Find out more about the sources discussed in this podcast at tinyurl.com/podcite. Again, that's tinyurl.com/podcite. Thanks for listening.